This year, there is a small but still record number of African Americans running for the U.S. Senate, two from each party. Many blacks are hoping to win House seats as well, and the Republican Party has attracted quite a few. One, Vernon Robinson, is standing in a primary runoff on Tuesday for an open seat in North Carolina. His positions on gun control, abortion, and illegal immigration have led some to dub him the Black Jesse Helms. Stephanie Martin of member station WFDD in Winston-Salem has this report.
On primary night last month, a throng of jubilant Vernon Robinson supporters gathered around their candidate at a victory party in Winston-Salem. They listened as a television reporter asked Robinson if he was surprised by the election returns that showed him making it into the runoff.
Well, we always knew that there was a silent majority out there, real Americans who did not want to be called racist and homophobe and all these other names that the liberal press calls them.
In what had become the most expensive congressional primary in the country, Robinson had raised more than $2 million, more than any of his opponents. And none of them had ads quite like this.
The aliens are here, but they didn't come in a spaceship. They came across our unguarded Mexican border by the millions.
Illegally.
They filled our criminal courtrooms and invaded our schools. They sponge off the American taxpayer by clogging our welfare lines and our hospital emergency rooms. They've even taken over the DMV.
An outspoken member of the Winston-Salem City Council, Robinson has had plenty of practice raising eyebrows. Last January, Robinson had a 4-foot-tall granite monument inscribed with the Ten Commandments placed on the steps of Winston-Salem City Hall while it was closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. In March, Robinson helped college Republicans at the University of North Carolina protest admissions policies by holding an affirmative action bake sale. White men were charged $1 for a cookie or brownie, black women just 15 cents. Robinson's ads continue to push the boundaries of political correctness.
He'll stand between your children and the homosexuals, between your wallets and the tax-and-spend junkies, between our American culture and the illegal Mexican immigration invasion.
I am Vernon Robinson, and I approve this message because, as you can tell, the only thing I have in common with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton is a good tan.
His ads bring approving nods from many people in this mostly rural, church-going, staunchly Republican district. But his opponent in Tuesday's runoff, State Senator Virginia Fox, is not amused. Robinson's ads have called her a liberal, a feminist, something akin to Hillary Clinton.
He makes these things up.
At a breakfast for supporters in Ashe County, Fox spends most of the morning dismissing Robinson's claims.
I mean, they're out-and-out lies in most cases, or he takes something, you know, and says, okay, I'd tell you this glass is 3/4 full. He'd say it's 1/4 empty.
In the last days leading up to the runoff, some of the Republicans who ran in the July primary have endorsed Fox, saying Robinson has gone too far. One of them, Jay Helvey, is a local businessman.
Virginia Fox is not a liberal Hillary Clinton. That's just false, and that's wrong. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to endorse Virginia and step in, even though this is still a Republican primary.
But Robinson has his share of supporters. Peter Gadiel is the spokesman for 9/11 Families for a Secure America, a group of families who lost loved ones in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Gadiel says he understands that many people are offended by the way Robinson communicates, but having lost a son in the World Trade Center, he says now is not the time for politicians who are afraid of being politically incorrect.
Our loved ones are dead, okay? My son is never coming back. My life is ruined, all right? My life is destroyed forever. And if it's necessary to ruffle feathers in order to get people to understand how important it is to get control of our borders, then I'm certainly willing to ruffle feathers.
Undecided voters may have a difficult time choosing between the two candidates who see eye to eye on many issues. The choice ultimately may come down to personality and style. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.